Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra, Harry Hilliard and Wonderful Smith. Star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening.
Hi, Red. What's new? Say, is the sponsor still living at your house?
My house? You mean his house. He's now working out a deal to let me have my own room back for $12 a week. No kidding. I haven't slept for 2 weeks. The sponsor insists on using the bed.
Yeah, but Red, don't you have twin beds?
Yeah, but he's an awful restless sleeper.
Well, boy, how long has he been with you now?
He's been here 6 weeks, and it's getting pretty bad.
It is, huh?
Yeah, that guest towel is filthy. You know, he's all right, but lately he's been criticizing my table manners.
Oh?
Yeah, when he finishes a bone, he throws it in the air and he expects the dog to catch it.
Well, doesn't the dog catch it?
Nope, I do. Maybe that's what he means. Hey, you know, it's not only that, he insists he got sore the other night because I served him 2 scoops of mashed potatoes.
He got sore because you served him 2 scoops of mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Well, what was wrong with that, I wonder?
I don't know. My hands were clean. Yeah, you know what he said? He said, when the dinner gong rings, we run to the table like mad animals.
Well, do you?
No, of course not. We're just faster on our feet than he is.
I rushed into a dining room once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yes, why didn't somebody tell me about those French doors?
Say, but you know, Mr. Raleigh's really a nice guy, though. We're calling each other by our first names now.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah. I call him Sponce, and he calls me Stinky.
Well, you know, I think that's kind of cute, Stinky.
Now,
I mean,
wait
Red.
A minute.
I mean, Red.
The sponsor's the only guy that can get away with it. I don't want anybody else around here trying it.
Hello, Stinky.
How are you? You see, the dog thing's caught on already.
I caught on once.
You been, Ozzy?
Yes, a fellow told the joke, and I laughed before the punchline.
What happened?
Look, transparent dentures.
Are you still having sponsor trouble, Red?
Yes, I am.
Well, you might as well let bygones be bygones. Suppose he didn't pay you every week.
Shh, not so loud. He still thinks I pay him.
But you should try and amuse him in some way.
Yeah.
Get him a date with some glamour girl or something.
Yeah, I tried to. All he wants is Hedy Lamarr or nothing.
Well, did you ask her?
Yeah, and nothing's getting mighty monotonous.
He's sure some sponsor, isn't
he? Yeah. I kid him all the time about Raleigh's cigarettes.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Well, this morning he gave me a more golden punch in the nose.
I was punched in the nose once.
You were, Ozzy? What happened?
It was my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend? I thought you two were regular twins.
Yeah, but a triplet showed up.
Well, listen, Red, why don't you take the sponsor to the movies once in a while?
Say, I did. I took him to see my picture the other day.
Yeah.
Boy, was he surprised. He didn't know I was in pictures.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he thought I was on postcards. But seriously, though, I took him to see the preview of my new picture, Ship Ahoy.
Oh, did they preview your picture, Red?
Yeah.
Sneak?
No, we walked in and out like everybody else.
Red, what happened at the preview?
Well, right in the middle of the picture, there was a loud commotion.
Uh-huh. What was wrong?
Well, the sponsor was going through the balcony with a flashlight examining cigarettes.
Golden boy. So you were in Ship Ahoy, huh?
Yeah.
Who else was in it, Red?
Well, Eleanor Powell, Bert Lahr, Virginia O'Brien, and one director that went nuts, Eddie Brazell. Boy, did he have trouble with me and those pretty girls.
I had a pretty girl once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yeah, I thought she was pretty till I discovered all girls didn't have two noses.
Say, Red, I saw the preview of your new picture. It was swell.
Oh, thanks, Harriet. Say, did you like the way I made love to Eleanor Powell?
Oh, I certainly did. I certainly did. I certainly did.
Oh, wasn't that good, was it? You didn't enjoy it that much, did you?
I certainly did. It might have been me.
Yeah.
Say, Red, were there many celebrities at the preview?
Yeah, Clark Gable, when he arrived, they practically tore his clothes off. And Victor Mature arrived, they practically tore his clothes off, too. Then I arrived.
Yeah. What happened?
I practically tore their clothes off.
I love previews. I get a kick out of rubbing elbows with the elite.
Yeah, me too. I rubbed elbows with May Robeson all night. And after it was over, she says, "Young man, you're wonderful. My arthritis is gone now." It was really a swanky affair. Everybody was in soup and fish except me.
Well, what was the matter with you?
Well, my sponsor was wearing my soup and fish. So I just tagged along back of him with two helpings of potato salad.
Where did you sit, Red?
I sat between Andy Devine and Edward Arnold. Couldn't see much. But boy, what a massage I got. You know, it was really a good picture, though. Really funny. I don't know when I've laughed so hard at myself.
Red, did the sponsor like it, too? Did the sponsor like it, too?
Well, he didn't see much of it.
He didn't, huh?
No.
Was a pole in the way?
Hmm?
Was a pole in his way?
I'll answer that as soon as I find out where we are.
We shouldn't have to look at that. Sponsor couldn't see very well. I say, was a pole in his way?
No, his fingers. He was holding his nose. I wanted to lose that line. Good. But you know, a funny thing happened. Every time my face appeared on the screen, three women would stand up and yell, "That's him! That's him!"
Gosh, real friends of yours, huh?
Friends?
Fans.
Yeah, real fans. No, I found out later they were asked to identify the Moonlight Slugger.
Well, Red, who else was there?
Well, Mickey Rooney was there, Van Hoffen was there, and Farnsworth Aslop was there.
Farnsworth Aslop? Who's he?
Well, he's the autograph hound with a leaky fountain pen.
I had a leaky fountain pen once.
You had a leaky fountain pen, Ozzy?
Yeah, and it was very embarrassing once when I got run over on Sunset Boulevard.
What happened?
Well, a guy jumped out of his car and he yelled, "Gee whiz, I just killed one of them Pasadena Blue Bloods."
Oh, go roll yourself a cigarette, Ozzy.
Yeah, go roll yourself, Ozzy. Say, getting back to my picture, Harriet.
Yeah?
Say, did you see all those searchlights in front of the theater?
Mm-hmm, I saw all the searchlights.
Yeah.
Well, what was all that excitement?
Well, one of the soldiers spotted an unidentified drunk flying down Pine Street.
Anyway, Red, I think your picture will be a great success.
Well, I hope so. In fact, I think it will. The producer at MGM told me I was going places.
He did?
Yeah, he even gave me the fare. Why Do I Dream Those Dreams, played by Flum Flo, our pianist.
Well, Red, what's in store for the folks tonight?
Well, you weren't at rehearsal, were you?
Right.
Well,
that's what it says right here.
Well, tonight we're going to show how the daily newspaper affect different people. And first we have Clem. He has a job delivering papers, so he's on his way to see Daisy June.
Well, here I am. delivering papers. Gosh, I love to read papers. Sometimes, though, the white part's even better than the black part. Oh, good news. Oh, good news. Oh, look there. There's old Uncle Jim sitting on the porch. I think I'll throw this paper right in his lap. Hey, catch it.
Butter bones?
Well, here's Daisy June's house. I think I'll throw a paper up on her porch. First, I'll roll it up, and then I'll put a rubber band around it, and here she goes. Well, that'll teach me to let go of the rubber band the next time. I better stop using these rubber bands. I lost 3 customers that way. They cashed in the rubber bands and moved to a better part of town. Well, here's where the character lives.
Hello, Cam.
Well, Daisy June. Are you all alone, DJ?
Nope, Pa's in the other room.
You didn't get permission to bury him yet, huh?
We buried him 3 times already.
You did?
Yeah, but the gophers keep bringing him back in the house. They say he's obstructing their new subway.
Why, you look pretty, Daisy June. You look good enough to eat.
I do?
Yep. Smothered in onions, of course.
Hey, you don't look so bad yourself, Clem.
No.
You're pretty old, too.
Yeah.
Tell me, how do you keep your hair?
Thumbtacks.
Oh, that's Pappy in the other room chasing gophers.
Chasing gophers? Trying to get rid of them, huh?
No, if he wants to join up with them.
Oh, he'd be no good as a gopher. He's too lazy.
Now, Clem, don't talk about him like that.
Well, he is lazy. 10 years ago, the doctor told him to stick his tongue out.
Well, I know, but he'll stick it back in again one of these days.
Well, I'll bet he won't neither. He's making too much money shining shoes.
Well, what's new in the paper, Clem?
Oh, nothing. Just the same old thing happened to new people.
Sit down, Clem, and have some cookies. I made them with my own little hands.
Sure enough. Sure enough. Well, I better get on delivering my papers to the people on the other end of the line are complaining.
Why?
This is as far as I ever get.
Gosh, Cam, look at your hands. What you been doing?
Well, I spend my time whittling.
Whittling? Well, yes. Where's the little finger on your left hand?
I guess I spend too much time whittling, don't I?
What's the paper you're delivering, Clem?
The Los Angeles Sun.
The Los Angeles Sun?
Yeah, it comes out once a week.
Well, are you making more money than you were before?
Well, I can't tell yet. I start selling them for 5 cents, and then for 4 cents, and now they're 3 cents. Well, I hate to see the evening sun go down. That's the swing version.
If business is that bad, why don't you go to school and learn a trade? Otherwise, you'll always be poor.
You mean go to school?
Yes.
Well, poverty is no disgrace.
Cam, how many's on your paper route?
Paper route. 4? You, 4, you, me, the widow, and the publisher.
The publisher?
Yeah, I talked him into it today.
Cam, are you still hanging around that widow?
Yep.
Well, what's that widow got that I haven't got?
I don't know. But on her, it don't look like a project.
I don't know why she'd take a newspaper. She's so busy with her washing and ironing.
Well, she uses the paper. She puts starch in them and uses them in the shirts instead of cardboard.
Pretty cheap, ain't she?
Yep. Last night I put on a shirt with a newspaper still in it.
Well, that must have been very uncomfortable.
Yep. All evening, Dick Tracy chased Van Dyke up and down my spine.
Well, Honestly, Clem, I don't know what you see in her.
Well, I feel sorry for her. She's had a pretty tough life, you know.
She has?
Yeah, she used to nurse McCloud, you know. Yep. She's had more trouble than Stella Dallas. You know, she keeps saying I remind her of her husband.
Well, now, that's silly. How could you look like her husband? He's been dead for 10 years.
Yeah, I know. I only look like I've been dead for 5, don't I? Say, did you hear what happened to the widow? She had a terrible experience. She washed her hair yesterday.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
Nothing, but when she hung it out on the line to dry, some tramp stole it.
Oh, listen, Clem, I think I hear Grandpa coming.
Yep.
Yep, here he is.
Like a cat, ain't he? Hello, Grandpa.
Well, Daisy June. Darn Clem, he's got everybody talking like that.
I ain't Daisy June.
You're not?
No.
Well, anyway, your slip is showing just the same. Yeah. Daisy June, has the paper come yet?
Oh, here it is, Grandpa. You want me to read it to you?
No, it upsets me. There are too many jobs around. Just read me the first page.
Okay. The first page is blank. Hey, wait a minute. There's something written on the bottom of it.
What does it say?
For further details, consult your local newspaper.
Get that paper out of there.
Now, wait a minute, you old...
Now, wait a minute, Clem. Don't be hard on Grandpa. He's a shut-in.
He's a shut-in? You ought to be a locked-in.
Grandpa, Clem thinks you're crazy.
Yep. Grandpa, I think you're crazy.
Well, now you're talking sense. You'll be out of here in a couple of days.
Oh, you don't know nothing, you old fossil, you...
Now, that's no way to talk to Grandpa. After all, he was in the Civil War.
Well, my grandfather was in the Civil War, too, but he was neutral.
Neutral?
Yep, he sold good humors to both sides.
Grandpa, Clem's been hanging around that widow again.
He has. Clem, are you hanging around her? What for?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Now, you see here, you stay away from that widow. She's my girl, and I've been courting her for 52 years.
52 years? Why don't you marry her?
Well, it don't pay to rush into those things. Now, you stay away, or I'll fill you full of lead.
Grandpa, oh. Grandpa, put that shotgun down.
Yeah, you put it down.
Shoot somebody and get the rug all dirty.
Yeah.
And I just had it clean, too.
Yeah, it's about time you had that rug clean. Last time I was here, the dog started to bury his bone under it.
What do you mean, bury his bones? That was me he had in his mouth.
Well, I guess I better be going.
Yes, little boy. Run along and deliver your papers.
What's all the sarcasm?
Well, it's not sarcasm. Go along. The widow's probably waiting for you with open head. Yeah. Clem.
Yeah?
Clem, have you ever considered marrying me?
I don't know. Let me see your sugar ration card.
You be romantic.
Those people that applauded, they just got theirs, you know, in their hands. Well, I ain't got time to be romantic, Daisy June. I got other things on my mind.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, for one thing, I've had poison ivy for 4 years.
Well, what's that got to do with romance?
I don't know. Just keeps me busy, all.
If you don't want me, there's somebody else that does.
Somebody else wants you?
Yep.
Well, Daisy June, I didn't know you was a welder. Well, I hope you and Lockheed will be very happy together.
Now, run along, little boy. Go deliver your papers.
Oh, you're just jealous.
You get out of here.
Okay, but you wouldn't throw me out of your house like that. You just pay me for last month's papers.
Oh. Well, I have to get the money out of my stocking, so you turn around.
Okay.
Well, turn around.
My head, too?
Well, here you are now. Here's the money.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'll just put it in my stocking. Now you turn around. Hey, where'd you get all that money?
Oh, that's chicken feed compared to that $50 war bond I got. We're smart. Pappy smokes Raleigh's and we send in the coupons.
Hey, I gotta tell the widow about that.
Oh, so she don't smoke Raleigh's. I'll fix you. I'll tell Mr. Raleigh, and he'll never let you mention that traitor's name again.
Blabbermouth. Boy, will she be surprised. She finds out the widow smoked Sir Walter Fight tobacco. Well, I think I'll go back and tell her. Uh-oh, there's Daisy June at the window with a gun. Daisy, get away now. Don't you pull that trigger. Oh, well, I was going to lay down anyway.
Newspapers are the power for clean living, so let's look in out west, where a newspaper is clamoring to have the town cleaned up, and hanging over a bar talking it over, we find Deadeye in person.
Hey, bartender, I'll have a drink. Mine, make mine a tin roof.
Tin roof drink? What's a tin roof?
Something's on the house. What are you going to have, wonderful?
I'll have a shot of rabbit punch.
Rabbit punch? I never heard of it. Why don't you take some vulture's nest?
I don't want to fly. I just want to hop around a bit.
What are you drinking, bartender?
Nothing. I got soggy shoes now.
Mr. Deadeye, you better stop drinking so much on account of that new rule they got.
I should stop drinking on account of a new rule?
Yes, sir. You is staggering more than the hours.
Yeah, there's too many rules in this town. For instance, that Calamity Jane and her cleanup campaign. She's making sissies out of us.
Yes, sir. They're going around emptying all the garbage pails in town.
I know. I got picked up 3 times this morning, but mistake.
Why, this morning, 3 old women threw me down and scrubbed me with soap and water.
What happened, wonderful?
Nothing. They found out it was me all the time.
You know, everybody in this... What do they want with a clean-up town for, anyway?
Well, they want to make the town safe for good law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, how many good law-abiding citizens we got in this town?
I don't know.
Come on, let's go over to the graveyard and count them. Boy, this clean-up drive's getting me down. Well, yesterday they even cleaned up the gutters on Main Street.
What did they find?
Me on one side and my horse on the other. Hey, bartender, I don't like this free lunch. Got something stuck between my 2 front teeth. Can't get it out. You got a toothpick?
No.
Got a piece of string?
Nope.
Well, there's only one thing to do, then. Got any spare teeth?
Say, Mr. Deadeye, did you see that what they did on Market Street?
What?
They planted trees.
Yeah, you got out of that very well, my boy. You know, we've never had trees on the desert before. It's a little confusion. I saw a little dog down on the corner just sitting there rubbing his eyes. He thinks it's a mirage.
Well, here's the paper they've got out about the cleanup drive.
Yeah, what does it say?
They cost 15 cents a copy.
Well, put me on the cuff for one, will you?
Sorry, sir, no cuffs. I don't want to get in bad with the government.
What does that paper say?
Well, it says rain today.
Now, that shows you how wrong they are. It ain't going to rain today. Might drizzle a little. Let me see that paper. Oh, boy, that poor old Dick Tracy.
Is he in trouble again?
Yeah, boy, things that happen to him shouldn't happen to a daytime cereal program.
Oh, look, Mr. Deadeye, your name's in the paper.
Where?
Right here.
Well, how about that? Look how they got Deadeye spelled. S-T-I-N-K-E-R. They must be thinking of my wife's side of the family, huh?
Say, whatever happened to your wife, Mr. Deadeye? She ain't around no more.
No, we lived together for 14 years. We never spoke a word to each other.
For 14 years?
Yeah, and one day she sneezed, so I shot her. I can't stand them chatterboxes, you know. See, what else did that paper say about me?
It says, Mr. Deadeye, is you dead?
Dead? I don't know. Pinch me.
Okay, I'm pinching you. Do you feel anything?
No, just somebody pinching me.
Mr. Deadeye, boy, this is funny.
They didn't think so.
What's funny?
It says here that you didn't take your thumb out of your mouth until you was 22 years old.
That's a lie. That's a fabulous lie. It was my big toe. And it wasn't my mouth, it was my ear.
It also says that you were beat to the jaw in a gun battle with that no-good three-finger Charlie.
That's a lie. Nothing but lies in that paper. Why, I could outshoot that guy with my gun tied behind his back. I'm the best shot in this territory. Hey, wonderful.
Yes, sir.
You see that gopher sticking his head out of that hole over there?
Yes, sir, I see him.
He pretty, ain't he?
Mr. Deadeye, you've lived alone too long.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going down to that newspaper office and get the guy that wrote this that I was dead. Hey, you work for that paper, wonderful. Who wrote it?
What you going to do to him?
Nothing. My trigger finger is a little itchy, and I'm going to scratch it.
Oh, you sure wouldn't shoot me, your old sidekick.
You're my sidekick?
Sure. Don't you remember the night when you got drunk and I kicked you in the side?
Yeah. Well, I won't hurt you if you retract that statement.
Oh, I can't do that. In the eyes of the people, you is dead. Oh, I tell you what.
What?
I'll put your name in the birth column and give you a fresh start.
Well, I couldn't do that. What would folks say me running around a 10-gallon hat and three-cornered pants?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to you-know-what.
Hey, Deadeye, three-fingered Charlie's on his way over to Rec Calamity's newspaper.
Oh, yeah? Well, come on, gang. We're going over and take care of old three-fingered Charlie right now. Hey, wonderful, go get my horse. I'll ride over and show him who's boss in this town.
I ain't gonna get your horse. He don't like me.
Don't be silly. That horse likes you. He wouldn't hurt you. He wouldn't bite you. Would you, horse? There, now stick your hand out, wonderful.
Doesn't understand English very well, do he?
Well, come on. Giddy up there. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse. Whoa. If you do, I'll give you a lump of sugar. Look, if you think I'm going to walk back 15 yards just to give you a lump of sugar, you're nuts.
Well, there's the newspaper office.
Yeah. There's the sign, Tombstone Daily Slab. Let's go in. All right, boys, break it up. Calamity and I are trying to clean up this town, and I'm helping her.
Why don't you start the cleanup by taking a bath, Deadeye?
Me take a bath? Who said that?
I did.
Why, you fifth columnist, you. Where's that three-fingered Charlie?
Here I am. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to knit you into a sweater.
Attaboy, Mr. Deadeye. That's a swell yarn.
Good thing you sit down. You won't have so far to fall now. Hey, where's Calamity?
Here she comes now.
Oh, yeah, I'll call her. Hey, shape ahoy!
Hello there, Deadeye. Hear the big news?
What?
Well, last night a gorilla broke loose and kissed 47 women.
That was no gorilla. That was me.
How could it be you? The report said he had hairy skin.
I got hairy skin.
It also said he had big, broad shoulders.
I got big, broad shoulders.
It also said he had a long black tail.
I got... Long black tail? That must have been my old man, then. All right, there, three fingers. Clear out, you big crook.
You can't call me crooked and get away with it.
Listen, you're so crooked you have to wear corkscrew shorts.
That did it. That means fight.
Oh, yeah, put up your hand. You heard me. Put up your hand.
Okay, they're up.
Don't you ever clean them nails?
Deadeye, you're nothing but a big bum.
Now, look here. I don't want to ever hear you call me a big bum again, see?
No?
No. So I'll just put these earmuffs on I brought along.
Look out, Deadeye. He's reaching for his gun.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair and square about this. I'll count three, and then we'll draw. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. One. Two. Mm. Oh, my gun's stuck in a holster. Two. Two and one fourth. Two and one half. Two and three fourths. Can't get my gun out. Two and five eighths.
Sorry, Deadeye. I can't wait no longer.
Now, wait a minute. Look!
Come on, Deadeye. Fall down. You're dead.
I am? Oh, pardon me.
Oh, speak to me, Deadeye. Speak to me.
No, I'm going to the happy hunting grounds, Calamity. This is goodbye.
He's gone. Come in.
Well, I'm back.
Say, what happened? I thought you went to the happy hunting ground.
I did, but they wouldn't let me in. I forgot my hunting license.
Go, fella. It's got to get better.
Well, then we have a lady and her little boy. Sunday papers are his dish. He loves the funnies. And as the scene opens at 6 o'clock Sunday morning, and nobody is awake except Junior.
Junior, what are you doing?
I'm blowing a nest.
Building a nest?
Yeah. When I get the bird, I'm going to be prepared.
Oh, Junior, it's only 6 o'clock. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Mommy.
Oh, what is it now?
Hey, Mommy, where I come from?
Sears and Roebuck. Go back to sleep.
Sears and Roebuck, you guys. That's silly. I ain't so small. I bet they got me a 50.
Junior, will you stop mumbling to yourself and turn over?
I can't turn over.
Why not?
Me chain don't reach that far.
Junior. Don't say that. You're not chained.
Oh, no?
No.
What's that, the bells of St. Mary?
Keep on, and you're going to get it if you wake your father up.
Okay, I'll be good. I'll be good.
Junior,
hmm?
Did you happen to hear your father come home last night?
Who didn't? He's getting better, though. Only took 8 cops to get him home this time.
Oh, yes, your poor dear father. I don't know what I'm going to do with him.
Hmm?
I said I don't know what I'm going to do with your poor dear father.
You mean that elderberry wine ain't working? Hey, Mommy, I can't sleep anymore. I just heard the newsboy throw the Sunday paper on the porch. Can I go down and look at the funny?
Oh, all right, but stay downstairs with
him. Okay, I will dress real quick.
What are you doing?
I'm getting dressed. I got one leg in my pants, and I gotta keep hopping around till I catch the other one. Come here, you. I'll catch it. Oh, boy, now I really catch it.
Oh, here, look at you. You've got your hat on backwards.
No, I ain't. My hat's on right, my head's on backward. Hey, Mommy.
Junior,
hmm?
When you speak to a lady, you should take off your hat.
Okay.
Now, what were you going to ask me?
Is me hat on straight?
Now, look, Junior, it's only 6 o'clock, and Sunday's my day of rest. Yes, now, why don't you go back to bed and be a good boy, huh?
No, you're going back to bed.
Why not?
All I do is get later and think up new way to wreck it, joint. Hey, is that you snoring, Ma?
Of course not. That's your father.
Boy, listen to that. He sounds like a BMI arrangement, don't he?
Well, if you insist upon staying up, you'll have to look presentable.
Okay.
Tell me, did you wash behind your ears?
I washed the one on your side.
Well, what about the other one?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get eerie, Ma.
I knew it. Now you march right back and wash that ear, too.
What, 2 clean ears at once? Why, the shock would set the civilization back 1,000 years.
Oh, go read your funny papers.
Okay,
don't bother.
Okay. I'm going to read the funny papers. I know it, O.M. The trouble is, folks, I believe that. Oh, look, here's the banister. And no one around. I think I will slide down.
You are going down to Bannister.
Oh, boy, what a mess.
Junior, what happened?
You know that vase that's been handed down from generation to generation?
Yes?
Well, the next generation's going to have to use a Dixie cup.
Which one did you break?
I hate to admit it, Mommy, but it looked like I broke your Bing vase.
It isn't Bing vase, dear. It's Ming. Ming.
Ming, Bing. What's the difference? It's bang now.
Can it be fixed?
Nope. Looks like the pot's going to pot.
Well, thank goodness I moved the other one like it into the library.
Moved to where?
Into the library.
Thanks for the tip, Ma. I will open the library door very carefully by kicking it.
Now what happened?
Didn't do much good to move it, did it, Ma? Well, I go out on the front porch and I look for the paper. Let's see, where's our paper? Look where he threw that. Right in Mommy's victory garden. Gee, now ain't that awful? Just ruined all them pretty weeds. I wanted to tramp that thing down myself. I had to have that one. I'll go get the paper.
Hello, Junior.
Hello. Boy, look like I woke up a whole neighborhood, dog.
Oh, no, I was up with the chickens.
Up with the chickens?
Mm-hmm.
When's your wife going to let you sleep in the house? Hey, is you the man that lives next door?
Yes, why?
My pop's going to hit you.
Oh, he is? Why?
Must you play that radio so loud?
You up so early, Junior?
No, I'm still in bed, sound asleep. Are you always that dopey of morning?
Junior, do you always get up this early?
Yeah, I had to get up. I got work to do in the morning.
Oh, what kind of work's that?
Well, for one thing, every morning I have to get up and file a serial number off the tire that Pop brings home at night.
Junior, did the paper boy throw my paper over there?
No, that wasn't mine.
I wonder if he might have thrown it on top of the porch.
Hey, you hold me up. I will stand on your shoulders.
Oh, fine, Junior. Fine. Now, here we go.
Put me down. I had scared. Put me down. Don't you drop me now.
Be careful. My chin.
Get your foot out of my mouth. Get your foot out of my mouth.
Huh?
Your foot. Take your foot out of my mouth.
You take your mouth out of my foot. Hey, let me down. Oh, what do you know? They broke. But the upper plate is still good. But your paper wasn't up there.
Well, I wonder if it could have gone under the porch, huh?
Well, for a small fee, I will risk me life and crawl under and see.
You wouldn't be risking your life.
Oh, yes, I would, boy, because I get dirty. My mom will kill me.
No, Junior, your mother wouldn't kill you.
No?
No.
You don't know Mommy very well, does he, Paul?
Junior, what on earth are you talking about? Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Ain't my mom pretty?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Boy, you'd never know her face was warmed over from the night before, would you?
Junior!
Tell me, how's your husband this morning?
Oh, he's sleeping it off.
I saw him last night. Tell me, did he find that purple dragon he was looking for?
Oh, brother, he must have really been walking last night.
Junior, you stop saying things like that.
Oh, you hit me. You broke my little nose. You broke my little nose. You bent my little nose out of shape.
There, I bent it back straight again.
Why didn't you leave it alone in the first place?
Now, just for that, Junior, you go in the house.
I don't want to go in the house. I want to stay out here.
No.
Now, you let me stay out here, I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be a lifeguard on a hot water heater.
Well, this isn't finding my paper.
Do you still want me to crawl under the porch and keep it there?
I'll tell you what, Junior. If you'll do that, I'll give you a quarter.
A real quarter?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I'll take it, boy. That's a good start on my $25,000 for this year. Hey, if I find it, will you read me the funny?
Always reading the funnies. Why don't you act like Mr. Tarwater here? He reads fine things.
things that are worthwhile.
What do you eat, Mr. Tallwater? Come on, what do you eat?
The Cassandra, kids.
See, you were wrong.
See, can I help it if we live next door to a moron?
Hey, mister, you still want me to call in a bussy about your paper?
Yes, I do, Junior, and here's the dime.
Yeah, what happened to a quarter? Well, just put it in me pocket. I'll bite it later.
Now, you be careful.
Well, here I go. Boy, dirty under here. Just my meat. Oh, look, there's a little hole under the house. Look like it goes all the way back, too. I wonder if I could crawl through it. It looks big enough to crawl through. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. Here I go under there. Boy, oh, boy. Boy, it sure is dark in here. I hope I don't hit me with a head against a post. I hope wrong, didn't I? Well, here is another little hole. I'd crawl through there, huh? Well, what do you know? I'm in the backyard.
Junior, where are you? Junior, are you there? Where did he go?
Gosh, I hope he didn't crawl under the house. All the electric wiring under there and all...
Electric wiring? Oh, dear.
Now, don't worry, don't worry. Call the fire department. They can get him out.
Fire department? Oh, come quickly. My little boy's trapped under the house.
All right, now, where is he?
Under that house there.
All right, Joe, you chop a hole in the roof. Frankie, you break down all the doors and the windows. Toybert, you start throwing things down the street, and I'll start wrecking the piano.
Wait a minute. He's underneath the house. You don't have to wreck the whole house, do you?
This is the first time you ever called the fire department?
Oh, boy, I heard it. It sounded like I heard a fire truck pull up. Boy, I go and run to my house. Oh, boy, look, a hook and ladder and everything.
Oh, yes, you see, my little boy's trapped under the house.
No kidding, a little boy. Must be a new kid around here, huh?
Oh, that's right. Now, don't get in the way.
Okay, I will just stand here and watch.
That's a good boy, Junior. Junior!
Well, don't yell at me. You scare me, too.
Oh, now you're going to get the whipping of your life.
Well, don't whip me. Hey, Mommy, don't, please don't whip. Hey, mister, I'm sorry about that paper. Why none of that? Don't whip me, Mommy. Please don't whip me. This is your day of rest, you know. It's your day of rest.
Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program by arrangement of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.